This is from a Thai person. And, I'm sitting here looking at the Passion of Christ. My good friends are Christian and Muslim, and I want to be respectful and non-judgmental. But once in a great while, I think they are Miccha Ditti, which is a wrong view. What does the Buddha say about other beliefs? Are they all true in their own way? A Buddhist monk told me Jesus is a Pajeka Buddha. How should I skillfully hold my attitude toward Jesus, Muhammad, etc., etc., etc.? I think who knows what somebody 2,000 years was. Certainly the it's just helpful to I think that being respectful and non-judgmental is really helpful. In the sense that there are other beliefs, and the Buddha does actually give some guidance in terms of different belief systems, different religions at the time, so that those teachings that taught a belief in karma were considered, say, good teachings, how the Buddha maybe not liberating, where there's those teachings that didn't accept the truth of karma and sense of law of cause and effect, then that was considered to be a flawed teaching, a teaching that would it was not beneficial to the practitioner. So that I think with other religions, then just learning how to respect the beneficial or the useful teachings within them, it's actually really difficult to compare religions, and I think it's important to not get to be like all the teachings and religions are the same. They're sort of all paths going up the same mountain, blah blah blah. I don't think that is the way it works. It is important to be respectful and also recognizing that in the same way that within Buddhism, there's an incredible number of beliefs and practices, and some of them are good and some of them aren't, and some of them are worthy of support, and some of them one would love to see them disappear. And the same with other religions. I think a good example is, was it a month or so ago, 2 months ago, with the Buddhist Christian monastic dialogue that took place. It actually took place at City of 10,000 Buddhas, and there's a group of eight and seven of monastics, well-practiced, well-seasoned, Christian and Buddhist. And one of the days they came to Abhayagiri. It was like about 4 or 5 days, wasn't it, altogether? Ajahn Yatiko joined that, and you know, it's just incredibly uplifting. And oftentimes, say, even being of other religions, it's like an ease of conversation and sharing of experience with, say, monastics. It's very uplifting, very meaningful, and so that you know, there is a, I think all religions are trying to deal with the human condition in a meaningful way, and sometimes even, you know, we can meet with people in one's own religion and wonder, you know, what planet they come from. So that a lot of it is around the kind of the intention and the integrity that individual practitioners bring to their life and their practice, as opposed to the kind of the label that they practice under.